From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The organization Euroban calls for alternatives to the EU banana regime. Salem residents staying put in defiance of a request to evacuate Montserrat's danger zone as the authorities grapple with a housing problem. And how Caribbean A-level students compare with their British counterparts. I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Windward Islands Prime Minister's meeting in Dominica tomorrow will focus on the ailing banana industry and a decision by the World Trade Organization against the European Union's banana regime. The final copy of the WTO report was made available to member governments last night. However, leaks through the European Commission in Brussels had already made it clear that the document deals a blow to the special treatment for ACP, African, Caribbean and Pacific banana producers, and those who ship their goods to Europe. In this first of two reports, Debbie Ransom takes a look at the details of the WTO document.
The 107-page document on the importation, sale and distribution of bananas in Europe begins by charting the filing of arguments and counter-arguments. This was virtually a three-way legal battle between 1, the European community, 2, the majority of Latin American banana producers who were joined by the American government, and 3, ACP producers, that is the Windward Islands, Japan.